And O'Connor.
Well, that's where it helped, and then it helped. Happened on the first Sunday in October over in O'Connor. And the second Sunday, we had it central. They'd have it three places. Old Nebo, I called him, that was my time in Central. That every fourth Sunday in October.
In Mount Zion?
Yeah, he just rotated around that, you know, that month. That association with him.
So there was one every weekend?
In October, first year, it was. Well, on the first Sunday, be over to. Well, I would say it was over in O'Connor. And then the next one would be Central, the next one would be Pelham. First, second, I can remember.
How long did they usually last, the meeting?
It's down on Saturday and Sunday.
And people would stay over there?
And that's the way they did when they first started when I was young. But later on, after I got grown, they didn't have it like that. They just had a Sunday, and that's all.
Who led the services?
See, they don't do letters. They take a part with their service like that. We just go and sit in.
And they would have their pastors?
Bring dinners and sell dinners. We'd be there all day long.
And were they held year-round except?
Pardon?
Were they held year-round, the camp meeting?
Yeah, just once a year, though.
Okay.
It's in October.
Oh, okay. Do you remember any of your relatives talking about camp meetings?
There wasn't nobody living back in there, and I was big enough to go. That was my father. My mother died when I was 7 years old. But he married again.
What was his second wife's name?
Ella Gamble.
Did you attend singing conventions when you were little? What were they like? How were they organized?
There's all churches would meet at one church. And then just stay there and sing and eat all day long.
Really good.
I enjoy it when I was small.
How often did they have conventions?
Like once a year.
Once a year? And they took turns? What were your favorite songs?
I'm going to reach that girl back. I can't remember song. They mostly used books.
You could read? Everybody back then was educated well enough to read?
No, none of everybody did come along when I did. But I never went in the fucking fifth grade. I worked at college 34 years.
At Clemson? Doing what?
Stone Hall. You know where the canteen is? my office was over there. I was glad when I go take a break, that's where I come. That's where I retired from. What do you call that now?
Johnstone? The loggia?
Yeah.
What do you remember about Clemson when you were working there?
What do I remember? How much do I remember? Yeah, I worked at the laundry. About 18 years. For a dollar a day. Paying for his house and supporting four kids. The house and I couldn't pay to save my life.
I don't know.
The only thing. And the first husband died. I know, I like you were there.
When did he die? About a year or
two. Oh, my husband and my sister. I remember when I died the same year right here in this house.
What did they die from?
My husband had pneumonia and the doctors never did. And I thought it was mad with my little girl and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I tell you, doctors back in those days, they were good. And they done everything they know to do. But they just couldn't reach those cases. They never did find out what was wrong.
They came to the house?
Yeah, they came there.
Do you remember the doctor's name?
Dr. Watson, Dr. Ben, Dr. Milford, two doctors from Greenville came down.
Yeah. Let's see, let's... Okay. Were there any occasions, we're going to get back to religion, were there any occasions when black and white people would get together to worship or anything?
Mm-hmm. Not back in my time. I mean, in my young days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not. Let's see what I'm going to do.
What kind of groups were within your church?
They didn't have nothing in the missionary, Sunday school. But that would be only in summertime.
Mm-hmm.
After school was out, you know,
were there groups for men and groups for women at that time?
We don't have, they don't have for nothing but children up at my church, but out here we have it for men.
The church next door here?
Yeah.
What's the name of this church?
Golden View.
Golden View. Okay. Why don't we talk about education a little bit?
Okay.
Where did you go to school when you were there?
Right here. And up there, there.
At this church right here, Golden View, and there. So it's in the church buildings that are here now. Were those the existing buildings when you were a child?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you go to school each year?
The longest time I went to school was 2 months or 3 months. Let me see. We had, they had two horns, one in the spring, I believe, and one in the fall. But the longest time I ever remember going to school, 2 months. 2 or 3 months. Not over 3 months. Because you see, back in those days, you worked all year round.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to get out there in the field and clean those fields off. You know.
You see, I would have thought you went to school during winter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How long was each school day?
9 for 2.
Did you have a lunch break?
Yeah. Don't you see, we had to walk about 5 miles.
Did you take your lunch to school?
Yeah.
Did you remember any of the teachers?
Yeah. I can remember their faces. But I can't remember people's names. Because honey, that's been 3 years ago.
Did they live close to the school?
No, they lived in Seneca.
And they were traveling?
Mm-hmm. But they would stay over with some of the people on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, through week, and then weekend they'd go home.
Do you know what kind of education they had?
What you mean by
that? To become a teacher, how much school did they have? Or did they go to?
Oh, you mean the teachers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't have to have it like they got it now. They did, they wouldn't have been there. Because I know there was one girl that had this. Oh, you see, I think she finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
And she was teaching.
Carol Benson.
She was a substitute teacher. I can't remember what was. Well, see, they didn't live here. They lived in Seneca.
They were all females?
Mm-hmm. And then I went to one. He lived in Central. Pat Little. I was thinking about him the other day. He was the only teacher that I ever went to that learned me anything.
What grade was that, do you remember?
Fifth.
Yeah.
He was a good teacher. I don't know why I thought about all those things. You know, when you're sitting down by yourself, you think about all these things. And I was thinking about him. He didn't allow us to use a word that we couldn't spell.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about this, that's what they do, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you use the word, if you couldn't spell it, you got punished.
What was the punishment like?
The kind of thing that's gone on. I used so many licks in your hand, and I mean, I crossed your back, they whoop you anywhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your grandparents have any type of schooling?
No.
Your parents?
Never even send them back.
Could they read or write?
Only read all.
What kind of things do you read?
Bible. That's the first thing you read. You look at the papers sometimes.
What did you do after you finished going to school in 5th grade?
Got married and went to raising babies.
In fifth, after fifth grade? That was,
yeah.
When I was
16.
17. I was 17 years old when I got married. When did, how old were you when you started to go to school?
Oh. They didn't have no age limit then, did they?
I don't think so.
They just went by size. Really, I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're big enough to go and walk and go that distance, you can go to school. The reason I say that, it just come to me, but my mother died when I was 7 years old and I was going to school then. But we've been moved over to Central a long time then.
Well, you better be on the wall. We walk. Sure. Okay. Who was the first person in your family to attend college?
My mother.
What was 16 years old and sang with her?
My father helped him. He got college.
Do you remember where he went and when he went?
Benedict.
You know about that college?
Yeah. It's a little part of the stadium. That's where most of our well-educated black folks is from, little part of the stadium.
Did he graduate from college?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when he had his degree in, or
he was a
pharmacist. Did your family have any books at home besides the Bible?
No. No. What kind of books they want? We had books.
Were there newspapers or magazines?
No. It was more educational. You know, something on that order. We bought a volume of books. They would be one in there for everything that you would be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And go all over this other thing.
It's a shame.
I know what he paid for those books.
Do you know where he got it from?
No, there was a man coming to agent.
Mm-hmm.
It's an agent's house.
When you went to school, did your teachers ever talk about black history?
No, they didn't talk about black history back in those days.
Mm-hmm. Nothing about famous black men or women?
Not that I remember. I'm quite sure they did. Now, of course, I was a grown woman then. When they used to talk about this man here in Alabama. What's his name? That made all these different things from peanut, potato. You see that? Yeah, the one that made the stuff from these different things from peanuts, he was black. I know he was. Carver, what's his name?
Washington Carver.
Learning all that was in circulation. That's in my kids in school.
Were the white schools a lot different than the black schools? Were there any educational groups in the community besides the schools and the churches?
Mm-hmm. Well, the school and the church.
What kind of organizations did your family belong to when you were younger?
Now, like what you did we talk about?
Sewing clubs.
No.
Any type of fraternal organization? Did your parents vote? Your father voted? No. Who were the leaders of the society, of your community?
Harrison Haywood. I don't say anything.
What did they do in the community?
Well, Hunter was a teacher. And William Lee was before us. Just well known.
Mm-hmm. We're still alive?
No. I can't remember.
Do you know if your grandparents could vote in the 19th century?
Yes, they could.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever talk about voting or anything?
No.
Never did.
When I was really growing up, I left it out.
Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War?
Civil War, I remember. 1865, 1865.
The war between the states, with Abraham Lincoln, and the Emancipation Proclamation, where they freed all the slaves in the South. Mm-hmm. Were any of your family free before that happened?
My father's side. With a small family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were free?
Mm-hmm.
Did they live in this area too?
Yeah. They used to go to live nowhere else. Right now, we're 6 miles in central and outside.
I'm not too sure if you're going to answer this, but after the war between the North and the South, did black people who were slaves and black people who had been free, did they treat each other differently?
How long that's been?
A long time.
Yeah. I wouldn't know that then. That was before my time. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you remember your grandfather saying anything to you?
Yeah. My grandfather, he never did. On my mother's side. But he never did talk about nothing like that.
What was his name again?
Tom Singleton. Mm-hmm. But now, Grandpa Joe. Now, he was the one who used to tell us all about the slaves, you know. I got no sense now, I used to tell. You know, it's like I told you, when at break time, when he was in the field, he'd sit up under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd tell us how the white folks used to treat him.
How was it treated?
Just like dogs. And that's why I'm laughing at myself now. And you know, I couldn't stand white folks till I got grown and got out in the woods and never. You know, I just thought they'd treat everybody like that. Yes. And you couldn't go and they thought, no, you got some tobacco. And they wouldn't give you water out of one of their glasses. They'd give you an old book, pound tea or something like that to drink water out of. Now, I've done, they have done me like that. Yeah, I remember that. And I just thought white people was terrible till I got grown and went to work in them. See?
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to bring it out of them like they burned out of us. I got to tell them everything I wanted to tell them. That was the part about life for me.
Like what? What did you want
you to know, say? Tell them about the way they treated us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't do us like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, we wouldn't do it. And the little old girl, she is 5 or 6 years old. And if I had a little black kid the same size, it would have to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, that little kid.
Mm-hmm.
That was a funny thing. One day, I'm off your subject now. That's when I was working with senior citizens. See, I worked with senior citizens about 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, and Lucy, my boss lady, she was allergic to sun. and she couldn't get in the sun and get a suntan like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just fussing at her. And we were sitting at the building, we were working in Eastman. And the drink man was coming in when we was talking. Lucy was trying to get my attention. I was just running about and doing my work. I said, Lucy. I said, get out of here and do something to yourself. I said, I can't stand white folks. And the man was coming in. She was just hitting me, trying to get my attention. I said, when I looked around him, I said, I don't mean the white folks. I mean your color.
Yeah. Did your relatives ever warn you about white people?
No. In what way now? But I don't think so.
Anything negative?
No. My daddy was an easygoing man. He never did talk much, you know, about things like that. But my old great granddaddy, thought he told us that. And it took me years and years to get to the place where I would respect white people and treat them like I want them to treat me. I just didn't know all better, I said. That's the way they treated us, and we just thought everybody had to do the same thing. And I was just one of those types, and I just went up and went down and went over me. I just couldn't do it. Oh, no. But after I learned, there's no difference. There's no difference. I think there's such a way to do it like that, but it's not different. And a lot of them, it's the same with me. I don't pull it on my feelings, you know.
Did your parents ever tell you stories to teach you a lesson to be careful about white folks?
No.
Or learning about morals in life?
No.
I thought I seen a car come up back there. Do you remember any lynchings when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. No.
Any mom? Here's the bathroom.